This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back to Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. That's on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. So if you are looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their excellent team today. Day two of the NCAA tournament. Hope all of our survivor picks carry us through.
I got to make sure Jabby got my email of the survivor picks. Because that one I'll have a shot in,
yeah.
That contest. And then the one we put our picks on the show, you can go to our Twitter account, at Junks Radio, or on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio, to follow along our picks. Everybody survived day one.
Yes, correct.
But I'm pretty much cooked in the Vinny contest. How are we doing collectively?
I could send you this if you want to look at it. It's like a Lurch thing. It's all handwritten. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's got a handwritten spreadsheet.
But I mean, he is sending me, so no one's cheating or anything. Yes. But it's at first.
But can
place
you remind me our six teams? Our show's six teams.
Hey, it's Vinny. I'm going to buy three new pairs of Crocs if I take down this NCAA tournament bracket contest.
JP, to be honest with you, I don't even know.
Well, yours was Yale. Listeners. Yours was Yale.
Huh?
Yours was Yale.
There are a lot of moving parts.
Think about it. EB's plugging Vinny's. JP's plugging Jabby's. We have our own survivor pool. Right. And then we have an ESPN tournament bracket.
Yeah, there's so
by the way, how many entries did we get? It's fine. Everyone does a lot.
$299.
We got $299? Not bad.
I think.
It's over 300, I think.
Oh, we had to do it in like an hour.
Yeah, we had like 300 entrants in 2 hours.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. And for especially when there's zero prize, it's just ADs.
Yeah. It's literally
the
no
fact,
prize.
Like, I'm on the show, and I punched out on it.
Like, well, couldn't finish a bracket.
Well, yeah, it was boring to me. Like, to do it for ADs? Like,
very valuable.
It'd be nice to win.
I cannot believe it. I'm stunned.
You get an AD banned if you win it. If you take
it's
it down.
It's not as stunning as Jason used to do online polls. You get nothing out of that. Now, I know we have a poll today.
What do you mean
today,
an online poll?
The ESPN.com polls, remember?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, he would participate.
Yeah.
That's a little different. You just click one button. This is a lot more laborious. You got to make, 30, 40 picks.
Like it's hard to pick brackets. You can literally pick
you guys,
in
90
seconds.
No, but I would try to put some thought into it for a second anyway.
I picked mine in 3 minutes, and look, it's one day. I'm tied for 19th. Now, I'm sure I'll plummet down the standings. Mike Maher's crowing because he's in first place after one day, even though he barely
is
knows
he
how brackets work.
Is he actually in first place?
Yes, yeah. He's tied for
he
first.
He went 15-1.
Out of 300...
Oh, yeah, him and three others are tied for first.
Out of our 300 plus entries, that's pretty good.
No ball.
Huh?
He's a ball knower.
Ball knower.
He's a ball knower over there.
All right.
So good
but
for
he
him.
Doesn't know but Survivor.
I agree with you. If you're listening to this, you can't keep up with it because there's four or five different permutations
of
it.
I can barely keep
floating around.
Right. I know one we can drop. Jabbies. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing with plugging
this
that?
Is expendable.
I mean, who's
we
even in
like
that one?
5 minutes of airtime on Open Line Thursday. I mean,
well, that was a mistake, too, to be honest with you.
I mean,
it's easy to hang up on people. Sometimes we just don't do it.
He's a nice guy.
He's very nice.
But Jabby's a very nice guy, but he's such a P1. Everything's like an inside thing, and and it's just like he's having his own conversation. Like, Jabby'd be great to meet at a bar, but to have him on the radio show, it's kind of like ratings cancer.
I know he's doing his own bet with Jason, with Red Sox and Orioles.
Jabby's got 36 entries. For his survivor.
He does?
36. Mm. Right. I mean, it ain't great, but because he doesn't have a lot of friends.
Are you giving yourself like back patting machine for 19th place?
No, I said it's not very good.
It must be a massive tie. What place am I in? 19th.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 50 people tied for 19th. Like, I know I'll finish like 200th. But it doesn't matter. It's a pool.
Maybe
that I
I'm sorry.
In
maybe
2 minutes.
Maybe the 36 is after the people lost. So maybe there was a little bit more than that.
Okay.
Yesterday. So let's call it 50. Right.
I won't bring it up again because it is confusing. I'll recognize that. But just curious, like day one, how we were doing.
I mean,
we spent so much time.
You know, I'm just
we
ask
spent
him.
So much time coming up with the 16 Vinny and Joe pool, and then we don't even know. Who we picked.
I know who I picked. Do you know who you picked?
I forgot.
I know who I picked. I picked the Terps. I know who EB picked. He picked Yale.
I think I picked
Drab,
said Packy.
Drab took Gonzaga.
Did I take Duke?
I don't remember. I mean,
you keep
I know who
your
I took.
Picks.
I took Tennessee.
I think you took Florida.
I think Valdez took Wisconsin.
Right.
So we got 3 points there. We got 8 points.
How do you remember all? I don't know how you remember, decipher all this.
I mean, it's not that difficult. Just happened yesterday.
Okay. He also lives for it.
He does. This is a Super Bowl.
Lives for it.
Rackets,
but you know, when we
Super
win $400 and divide it by 7.
I already said if we win anything, I'll give my winnings to Valdez.
I think you took Florida.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They played
today. Valdez needs it after the beating
he took
Yale yesterday.
So right now we've got...
Well, Yale's out. That murdered us.
We've got 13 points right now, and Florida's playing.
Hey, by the way, Valdez, can you... tell the listeners about the bit that some guy was doing with you at
there
MGM
was a very,
yesterday.
A very nice listener at MGM. I was there for the games, betting on them. I went 2-10. So nubs.
Right.
I lost the first four games. Right. And a listener came up, said hi, bought me a beer.
Nice.
Very nice. And then after I lost the first four, I was lamenting to him, saying I'm ice cold. And then I said, I'm going to go bet this game right here. I'm going to go, I go up to the kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go like to the person, to the teller.
Sure.
I go to like the mobile
right up
betting.
By the screens.
Yeah.
I know where you're at.
So this guy goes up and he follows me and he puts $100 on the opposite of what I'm doing.
right
in front of my face.
Oh my God.
So funny.
I mean,
you were the bus yesterday.
I was so ice cold. This guy just was following me to the kiosk to bet against me.
Yeah,
what happened? That's bad.
He walked out of there a big winner.
I know, he was a big fat winner.
he made some bank yesterday.
What? He was fading you right in front of your
right
face.
Right in front of my face.
That's kind of like what we were doing when we did Bet Against Cakes.
Correct.
And it was in good spirit for about 6 days, and then Cakes was coming here.
They got the face. Yeah, I know.
By the way,
so that's the reason that you tweeted this picture from White Lotus with the guy putting the gun to his head.
Yeah, with the Duke
T-shirt. I didn't pay attention to it enough.
Yeah,
because I think he says he hates when people say my brackets are busted, right?
Yeah.
So I think at first I thought you meant that people were saying my brackets are busted, mm-hmm. but it's
the
gambling.
It's my picks. I had the under in the Clemson McNeese State game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 44 points in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
The total was 133.5.
Sure.
What do you think happened? Went over.
Yeah, of course, they went nuts.
Went over. Second half, they scored about a billion points.
Yeah, but Clemson couldn't miss in the second half.
I mean, you're counting your money after that first half.
I know.
You think there's no way I lose this bet.
I had a 19-point middle, Cakes, and I missed it.
What was your biggest bet? Because you don't bet big high dollar.
No,
figures.
No.
It's like $10 bets?
No, I was betting like 20 bucks a game. I had 50 on UCLA. Ooh. That was my big bet of the day.
That was a good play.
It hit.
So that probably
kind of saved you.
Yeah. Kind of saved me.
Yeah.
What was the balance sheet at the end of the night?
I think it was minus 120.
Right.
Ooh. Not bad.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah,
I know. By the way, being at a sports book during the tournament, it's electric.
Yeah. It's a good atmosphere.
It's amazing. Everyone's just sweating every single play, cheering. People are going, first to 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
The vibes are amazing.
You know, you should have been
I went to Vegas one year for March Madness.
Yeah.
It was absurd.
Great time.
It was absurd.
I know. I think I've been to Vegas 3 times during the tournament. Mm-hmm. There's no better feeling being in a sports book during the NCAA tournament. It's awesome.
It's a high.
It is.
You guys will think this is funny, but yesterday, especially Cakes, because I think Cakes has probably done this before.
Okay. I'll tell you if I've done it before or not.
I was at a sports bar watching all the games.
Yeah.
And I put my entire account
okay.
on a live Moneyline parlay.
All right.
And it was McNeese, because at the time they were up 13 or
right.
I think it was about 6 minutes left, 15 maybe,
okay.
and Gonzaga.
Okay.
And this was also in the second half. Gonzaga was up 20. And look how much I bet, JP.
Your bet total was?
That was my bet. See that?
How much?
That's significant, I think.
All right. Well, just say what it is.
380.
All right.
300. That's a big bet.
Look what it paid.
$387.64.
I bet $380.
I've done that before.
To win $7.64.
100%
My buddies at the bar could not believe what I just did. And they were actually rooting against me. Right, they were hoping that Clemson was going to make a run.
Yeah, they wanted to blow up in your face. So you lose your whole account.
But it hit.
Well, Valdez, what you should have bet on yesterday was an OV goal. It's time now for Chasing 895. The Great Eight scored goal number 888 last night against the Philadelphia Flyers. JP was in attendance. Ovi scored his 888th goal to move within 7 goals of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record of 894. And the Caps defeated Philadelphia 3-2 at Capital One Arena last night. Ovi now has 35 goals this season. This is the 15th time in Ovi's career that he's reached the 35-goal threshold, breaking a tie with Hockey Hall of Famer Mike Gartner, also a former Capital, for the most ever.
And across to Van Riemsdyk, chipped by Ovechkin, low here to Dubois. And Van Riemsdyk gets the shot through, rebound, he scores! Alex Ovechkin on the rebound! Airson went down! It's 888 for the Great Eights!
John Walton with the call last night at Cap One. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. If you didn't see the goal, Pro passed it to Ovi about 3 feet away from the goalie, and Ovi almost fanned on the shot and barely got any of his stick on it, but it was just enough to get it past the goalie who was out of position. So
doesn't matter.
Goal number 888.
I met a few of our listeners as I was walking around last night, and nice guy. I shook hands with the guy, and afterwards he sent a message. I was trying to find the message. I don't know if it was on Instagram or our Facebook Messenger. I can't find it right now. But he goes, "Hey, JP, I'm the guy who shook your hand who had the championship belt."
JP. Hey, JP.
So he's a roughly 35-year-old guy.
Okay.
I just had my opinion on he's going to a Caps game with the championship belt.
Ah, okay.
That's so his signature,
he's
I guess.
He's got like a Caps-themed championship belt? That's
I guess.
Deal?
I didn't really look at the belt.
Okay.
But I did remember him. I shook a few people's hands.
Interesting.
I was like, oh, yeah.
So the worlds of wrestling and the NHL intersect for this guy.
I sent a message back. I was like, hopefully you'll add a second championship belt this year.
That would be nice.
I think we've done this before, but just remind me. So obviously when Ovi breaks this record, as it's approaching, you could feel the buzz, right? Like I said earlier.
Yeah, it's mounting.
My family group text. It's not often about, you know, sporting events. Mm-hmm. It's honestly not with my family. But like, you know, when Ovi scores, my daughter in New York, she texts everyone right away. Boom, Ovi scored.
Yep.
You know, whatever. And I know it's building for everyone. It's short of a Stanley Cup, obviously. It's short of a Nats World Series. It's short of Skins Super Bowls. Where does this rank locally as an achievement amongst, like, where else have we had it? I guess Cal's. I would say Cal's.
It's got to be in the second tier below all those team titles.
It's below like, all the team titles.
Yeah, but it's right.
But I would say like it's Eddie equivalent to Cal.
Eddie Murray's 500th home run.
Yeah. I think it's above Eddie Murray's home run.
I think it's above his home run because people had 600.
I would say so, too.
It's a great milestone.
But I think the closest equivalent would be the countdown to Cal.
Yeah, Iron Man.
The difference is you knew exactly when that was going to be.
Right.
This one is the unknown.
This one's a moving target.
Is there anything else equivalent locally to this?
Individually?
Just anything sports related.
He's about to break, I don't know, it's probably the most prestigious individual record in all of the NHL. I mean, has to be. Like, it's like the home run equivalent of Major League Baseball.
Is it bigger than most points?
I think it's bigger than most points.
More glamorous.
Yeah.
No, I would agree.
I think it's right at the top.
It's Cal.
It would be like having the home run king in baseball.
Maybe tied. The Iron Man streak.
I think the Iron Man streak is greater. Just it was a more popular sport. More national attention.
Oh, I showed up every day. I get an attendance award. Oh, look at me. Cal's great. He's amazing.
He won a couple MVPs along the way.
True.
He's a great player, but who's a greater player in their individual sport? Ovi or Cal Ripken Jr.?
It's probably close. Ovi's not recognized as the best player of all time.
He's recognized as one of them.
Top 10?
As is Cal.
I think Ovi's higher.
I think Ovi's higher.
You have an Orioles bias. I have a Caps bias. I think Ovi wins this popularity contest.
I think Ovi is going to be, he's going to go down as one of the top 10 players. Cal's not a top 10 player of all time.
Can someone call Darren Pang and let him know that?
Dial up the Panger.
Can you just tell him that?
Yeah, let him know.
I'll let Cakes do that.
We did want to give you a quick update.
Cakes is a big fan.
On Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Diana Rossini, friend of the show, has tweeted that it's not over for the Vikings and Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers hasn't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a report yesterday or the day before that the Vikings were out. She says they're not out. They just haven't committed to him yet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they want to see how J.J. McCarthy looks in the spring.
Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned that yesterday. I will say this. I know that Aaron Rodgers has kind of taken some shots at Diana before in some of her reports. But we all know Diana from her years. She worked hard as hell. A lot of people sometimes would take shots at her, but she grinded. And I know she doesn't put stuff out there that she's not getting directly from someone.
She's not making stuff up. No.
And I'm pretty sure I know who her source is with the Vikings because you just do the math on timing and when she was here. And so she's got that on good authority.
She's got something.
Yes. But what she's saying is not necessarily also earth-shattering.
No.
It's just the team saying, yeah, we haven't decided one way or the other. We know we might lose him, but we're still open to it. We just want to see what JJ, how
but
he looks.
But it's counter to some of the reports that they were out on him.
They definitely don't want him. Yeah.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Jeff Ehrman, the founder of Inside Maryland Sports, InsideMDSports.com. He'll fill us in on Coach Kevin Willard and his future at the University of Maryland. Don't go anywhere.